Good morning. I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News. Services to honor the life of civil rights icon Frederick D. Reese began yesterday and continue today. F.D. Reese is credited with being an early leader in the civil rights movement and inviting Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to work in Selma. Lines of mourners waited outside the Selma Convention Center for the viewing. Reese's son, Marvin Reese, says they are grateful for the outpouring of support.
Everybody has been so nice. We've heard Alabama State, all the calls, and the impact he had on the school. Of course, a lot of people knew him, you know, in the fraternity. And just a great man, just a great man. And we appreciate everything that the people have done and all the prayers that have been prayed and all the phone calls. We appreciate it as a family. We want everybody to know. And that will be missed by a lot of people.
The funeral will take place today at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church in Selma, where Reese served as pastor for more than 50 years. The Crest Building in downtown Montgomery held a reopening ceremony yesterday by unveiling a stark reminder of the city's segregated past. Two stone markers with the words colored and white that had been left over from the original structure designating water fountain usage have been preserved along with an inscription on their history. Co-owner of the development, Sarah Buller, says Montgomery's past needs to be remembered.
You can tell a story, but when people can see physical manifestations of how something was done, it makes it a concrete human experience. We must continue to tell the stories to our children, human stories of history, so that they can understand where they've come from and where we want to go. If they do not have physical manifestations, I think it's easier to forget.
The renovated building is already home to several businesses and luxury apartments. Today's opening of Crest on Dexter is the first of a series of events leading up to the development's official grand opening April 21st. The third Selma to Montgomery Interpretive Center is one step closer to opening on the campus of Alabama State University. Yesterday, ASU President Dr. Quentin Ross and the National Park Service signed a general agreement that would move the partnership into a new stage. President Ross says the signing precedes the implementation phase.
This is a next step, and that was to sign the MOU between the National Park Service and Alabama State University, and we will progress toward the exhibits and the actual official opening. So we're excited about all of the possibilities. But this was one step that had to take place before anything else.
The Montgomery Interpretive Center is located at the corner of Harris Way and North University Drive near the ASU football stadium. Governor Kay Ivey has signed an executive order prohibiting administration members from having their salaries paid by outside entities and sources. Ivey's office announced Wednesday she had signed an executive order banning so-called executive loan arrangements. The move comes a week after a grand jury criticized the practice of government employees having their salaries paid by outside entities. Ivey said she has promised a transparent administration. The grand jury closed an investigation centered on former Governor Robert Bentley and his alleged affair with a staffer who worked in the governor's office but was paid by Bentley's campaign. The grand jury issued no indictments but identified concerns in current law. The panel said it's unclear if the individuals who are paid by other sources are covered by the ethics law. The Prattville Fire Marshal's office has determined that a fire at a manufacturing plant was intentionally set. The blaze broke out March 31st in a storage building at the Kasai North America plant on Doster Road. According to a fire department release, the exterior storage building was a complete loss, but firefighters were able to contain the flames to that structure. Arson has been ruled as the cause. The fire marshal's office and Prattville police are working together on the case. The public is asked to call investigators at 334-595-0304 with any information on the incident. It's been 51 degrees for the last 3 hours in Montgomery. The day is off to a sterling start. We expect a high around 83 today. Clouds will eventually get the upper hand overnight, falling to the mid-60s. That makes for a mostly cloudy Saturday, pushing once more into the low 80s. The chance of rain and thunderstorms emerges at 50% to start, but then escalates to 100% by Saturday night. Thunderstorms are predicted to become strong, maybe even severe, during the overnight period, so keep that in mind. Sunday begins wet but ends partly cloudy. Cooler air filters into the state, temps peaking in the mid-60s, then trending down to the low 40s Sunday night. You're listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org. I'm Marcus Hiles, WVAS News.